It's Tuesday, March 26th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories and other important things going on in our community. Today, we dive into a political development from Wilcox, where Mayor Mike Laws has withdrawn from the Cochise County District 3 Board of Supervisors race. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some Arizona trivia. Did you know that the University of Arizona has had a mascot since 1915, starting with a live desert bobcat named Rufus Arizona? The tradition evolved, and in 1959, Wilbur the Wildcat, a human in a costume, was introduced and gained immediate popularity. His counterpart, Wilma Wildcat, joined him in 1986. Initially, Wilbur wore Old West attire, but recently both mascots adopted athletic jerseys to promote team spirit while moving away from gun imagery, though Wilbur's hat and Wilma's bow remain. The identities of the students portraying them are revealed only at the season's final home basketball game. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Benson Hospital is doing more than treating illnesses. They're building a healthier community through prevention. Access to affordable fruits and vegetables are essential to good health. Their collaboration with Pinnacle Farms and Market on the Move brings more than 12,000 pounds of affordable produce to the community every month. For more information and dates, follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/Benson Hospital. Now our feature story. Mike Laws, the current mayor of Wilcox, has officially announced his withdrawal from the race for the Cochise County District 3 Board of Supervisors seat. This decision, revealed shortly after a recent city council meeting, marks a significant shift in the upcoming electoral contest. Laws had initially thrown his hat into the ring with the intention of vying for the primary race, positioning himself as a candidate willing to tackle the responsibilities and challenges associated with the role of county supervisor. The context of Laws' withdrawal is rooted in the contentious environment surrounding the Cochise County Board of Supervisors. Over recent months, the board has found itself at the center of legal controversies and operational challenges, particularly related to the canvassing of election results. The situation was further complicated by felony charges brought against two sitting supervisors by the Arizona Attorney General's office. Law's decision to step back from the race was not made lightly. He cited the tumultuous state of the board and the broader political climate within the county as key factors in his conclusion. The prospect of entering into a politically charged and legally fraught environment, coupled with the anticipated financial and personal toll of campaigning, led to a reassessment of his candidacy. Moreover, Laws highlighted the importance of family considerations and the desire to shield his loved ones from the potential adversities of a contentious campaign. Despite the personal and political considerations that influenced his withdrawal, Laws' announcement was also marked by a reflection on the state of leadership within Cochise County. His initial entry into the race was motivated by a desire to contribute positively to the county's governance, addressing issues of critical importance to the community, including law enforcement support and administrative efficiency. However, the evolving dynamics of the race, which saw a significant increase in the number of candidates vying for the seat, prompted a reevaluation of his own candidacy's viability and the potential impact he could have in the role. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark and Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, Tropical Smoothie is officially open in Sierra Vista. During a ribbon-cutting ceremony hosted by the Sky Island Regional Partnership, the business owners and Mayor McCaw spoke about the significance of the day.
Good afternoon, Sierra Vista, Southern Arizona. This is Melanie at the Sky Islands Regional Partnership. You can see we are out here with the latest, greatest Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And woohoo! That's right. You can yell. You can scream. This is a great thing. We're so excited to have you here. Have you part of our partnership as well. And so we're going to introduce you to some owner. We have three owners here, which is amazing. We have the new general manager here. And so we're going to start with Ryan.
Hello, my name is Ryan Ardoni. Just want to first off say thank you to the community of Sierra Vista for coming out here and supporting us every single day. You guys have been great, and we appreciate, you know, the constant support and your patience with us. And we hope that every time you come through, the experience gets a little better and better every time.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. I'm Vinny Mesquite. Again, I'm one of the other owners. Now, one thing about this community, I had an opportunity to come down here for the last several years, just be able to come to baseball and just be here and seeing how much this community has grown. And you get to see an opportunity to see all these different restaurants that are coming into the area. So it's great to see. And then obviously we have an opportunity to bring the cafe here. And one thing that I want to say to everybody, we love feedback. So please continue to give us feedback on how we're doing, because we want to do best for you. So thank you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Michael Engel. I'm very proud to be a part of the Tropical Smoothie Cafe team. Ryan and Vinny have been great. I just got to meet Sam in person today. We plan on bringing consistent, great service to the community, as well as community outreach and fundraisers, what have you. We're here to stay, and we're proud to be a part of the community with you.
Thank you. Okay, so before we turn this over to Mayor McCaw, I just want you to tell everybody you've got specials going on right now. So let's talk about that.
So today we have 50% off the bowl 24-ounce smoothies. Tomorrow we have 50% off the flatbreads, and Sunday 50% off of smoothie flatbread combos.
So you want to come out? And I was looking at the menu when I was in there, because it's Tropical Smoothie Cafe. So don't forget that word cafe, because they have breakfast items. They have, you have sandwiches, you have breakfast items. I mean, there's so much on this menu. So don't think it's just smoothies. Awesome smoothies, but there's food as well. So anyway, so we're excited about that. Mr. Mayor. Yeah.
Thank you for being a part of this community. We want to welcome you to the greatest city this side of heaven. And also, it's a busy corner where we got a line for Tropical Smoothie, a line for Culver. So y'all hit location, location, location. Hey, y'all hit it. So welcome. On behalf of the City of Sierra Vista Economic Development Team, we welcome you to do a great job. And we're definitely going to be taking advantage of the mango magic. I've been here about 5, 7, 8, 10.
What he said. Gonna try one of those. Acai bowls. Healthy food. This is wonderful. Well, we just really want to welcome you to Sierra Vista. We're so excited to have you here, and we're here to support your business.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
Hi, this is Dee Dee Rodriguez, the executive director here at Prestige Assisted Living. Did you know heart disease is the number one cause of death among older adults? But here at Prestige Assisted Living in Sierra Vista, we take the health and wellness of our residents to heart. We are offering a free guide on heart health for older adults on our website. Visit prestigecanhelp.com to download your free guide today. Again, that is prestigecanhelp.com.
Next, an event that you should know about. This Saturday at 3 p.m., head over to the Bisbee Grand Hotel and Bar for an afternoon of drinks and banjo-centric music. Artist Banjer Dan will be playing a mix of Americana, bluegrass, country and folk, and more. Finally, we'd like to remember the life of Tom Collins. Tom was born in Memphis and raised by a diligent single mother. He became an embodiment of hard work, education, and integrity. His early life as a Boy Scout, student, and athlete laid a foundation for his future. After courageously serving in the Vietnam War, he moved to Phoenix, building a family and career. He was a law graduate from Arizona State University, served as Maricopa County Attorney, and later as Superior Court Judge in Cochise County. His life was marked by significant professional achievements and community involvement, including serving on the boards of the Sierra Vista Regional Health Center and the Arizona Folklore Preserve. He was an avid runner, pilot, and lover of the outdoors, and shared his passions widely. He leaves a lasting impact through his dedication to justice, community service, and family. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Tom's life and service. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.